When I was in Kansas City, my Uncle Clarence said, I met a cow who interested me very much, which somewhat surprised me, as during my travels in the West I had met vast herds of cattle, in the ordinary social way, without being particularly edified by either their deportment or their speech. But this Kansas City cow was a superior creature, quite different from others of her species. Some of her watercolor sketches were remarkable productions for an amateur, and I believe she might have carved out a career in that line if her ambitions had not been ruthlessly smothered by her nominal owner, who gave as his reason that people were beginning to complain that her milk was thin. He would, he said, allow her to paint in oils, but for this she had no fancy. This man was a singularly evil person, and I believe his sole object in prohibiting his cow to sketch in watercolors was to deliver a stunning blow to the progress of art in Kansas City. If she had begun to paint in oils, I have no doubt that he would have stopped her on the ground that people were complaining that her milk was too thick. The poor cow considered her life quite blighted, and indeed when I first saw her she was in bitter tears. I called across the fence to her to inquire the cause of her woe, and she replied, giving me her version of the watercolor incident as I have told it. Afterward, I found it to be quite correct. I so pitied her that I made a personal appeal to her owner, and I told him that he was senselessly depriving the community of the light of an artistic star. But he rejoined with candor that he did not give a damn. He was, he said, in the milk business. And to this argument, I of course did not make a spirited reply.